Welcome to Serotalk Tech Chat number 28. This is Michael Law for August 13, 2009. Tonight we're going to talk about news. So when many people think of news, they think of newspapers, TV news, radio news. And while those certainly are forms of news, news has taken on an all new meaning with the evolution of the internet. It now includes things like RSS, which are feeds to stay up on the latest information from a given website. RSS stands for really simple syndication. Where it's most relevant here is certainly you can add those to any RSS reader. They're built into Internet Explorer and Firefox. But even more, I think, functional and cool is a section for those of you who are members of SAMNet called My Newspaper, because My Newspaper lets you ultimately add these various feeds so that if you are interested in maybe one or two newspapers that are local to you, or maybe you now live in Florida and you want to stay up on the latest news in Ohio, or you're interested in things that generally don't come up in newspapers or TV coverage. Maybe it's the latest news having to do with space exploration or the Macintosh or radio or musicians. We'll talk about one resource that lets you kind of stay up on all of the latest information, and that being news.google.com. When you go there, by detecting your IP address, it knows kind of where you're coming from in terms of your community and can start by showing you some local news stories. But by registering, if you do not have a Google account, but by having a Google account, you can take it to the ultimate level. So if you want to stay up on the latest news of Serotech, for example, or when I used to work for the Better Business Bureau, I put that in, or because I used to do newspaper interviews and TV news segments, I could put in my own name. So you could certainly put in your own name. Let's say you work in a particular industry and you want to know all the latest news of that industry. Maybe you want to know news of your competition. What are your competitors doing? This is a great way to find out if they put out any press releases or any articles are written about those entities, good or bad. There is probably no better one resource for just getting yourself emailed information than news.google.com. So if that's something of interest to you. But again, remember, news is not just radio, TV, and print. It's whatever you're interested in. And again, one of the best ways to do that is RSS. So we'll talk about how to do that in the My Newspaper section. But because some people do like good old-fashioned newspapers, and many people do, this is especially great for kind of getting that local community news if you do have a particular loyalty or interest in a particular city or county. In this case, we're talking about the United States. One of the most comprehensive news sites that I'm aware of is, and I'll give the acronym for it, but it's usnpl.com, United States Newspaper Listings, usnpl.com. This one seems to be the largest collection of working newspapers, broken down by state, but there are also some other categories as well. Maybe you just want to follow college newspapers, you want daily publications, or maybe you just want entertainment. You know, some communities just have publications that kind of promote concerts and local events, theater, and so forth. So you can find a pretty wide variety of that information at usnpl.com. And again, if you go to those newspapers and see that RSS feed, you can certainly take that feed and add it to your newspaper so that anytime information is updated, it'll simply be passed along to you once you get in the habit of going to your My Newspaper link. Whether you want TV listings, podcasts, recipes, all this can be added to your newspaper. Think of that word newspaper in a very, very broad sense. Think of it more as my information guide or my resource center, because it can be whatever you want to take the time and build it out. If there's something you're looking for, you don't know where it is, send us an email to resources@serotalk.com. That's resources@serotalk.com. And we will go and do our best to find information on that. Tonight, someone was talking about space, and we talked about spaceref.com with a lot of RSS feeds there, or NASA. If there's a particular area of interest, something that you would like to know more about, let us know. We'll find some resources for you. And even if necessary, maybe take the time and show you how to add one or two of them to your newspaper section so that you can get the most out of that. So anyway, on the subject of TV listings, we'll talk about some of those where you can get that information. And these are all in the information center, actually, as well. But wireless.tvguide.com. Another one called epguides.com. And what I like about some of these sites is they let you basically make your own RSS feeds. These three or four shows are all I watch on a regular basis. And you can custom make your own RSS feed, and then it tells you what that feed is, and you put that in your My Newspaper, and then whenever there's changes to those shows, you are automatically notified of that. There's locatetv.com and one that you might like called reruncheck.com. So if you want to know if tonight's ER is a rerun so that you don't waste your time watching it, if you've already seen it, you can go to that website and get that information made available to you. There's just so much out there. That's a whole nother topic in and of itself, is how do we sift through literally millions of resources and find not only the information we want, but not to allow ourselves to be overloaded because there is so much information out there. Podcasts, for example, we just found a new one. It's called AIRS. I believe it's Audio Internet Reading Service, and it's out of Los Angeles, California, and they take their shows and put them up on the website at airsla.org, and we'll have links to all these as well, so as always, just go to serotalk.com, and you can get the links, airsla.org, and then /complete.asp, and you can get a list of all 70 of their podcasts. I'd really like to see more radio reading services do this. They take the shows that they originally air, and then make them available as podcasts, because quite honestly, most people are not, maybe 5% at most, are going to be able to hear a show at the given time, no different than this tech chat. These feeds are out there. It's just an issue of finding that information and adding it. There are other ways to get news. We certainly have news audio where you can go listen to news stories, CNN and National Public Radio, 60 Minutes, if you like their podcast. That's all stuff that you can do. We have some radio information service feeds. So if you go under Entertainment Guide and Radio and then Radio Information Services, you can actually listen to daily readings from USA Today, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Christian Science Monitor, as well as many other specific magazines that are read usually once a week. All right, let's show you how to add content to the My Newspaper section. And again, this is unique for each person. I have totally emptied mine, so we can start from scratch. So first, I will launch SAMNet.
SA Mobile Desktop. SA Mobile Desktop. List. SA Mobile Network Home.
Okay, so we're on the SA Mobile Desktop, and we're on the first link, which is the SA Mobile Network. So we'll press Enter on that.
New window. SA Mobile Network Home. List. Email.
Now I'm in the simplified view, so I need only press the first letter, in this case M, until it says My Newspaper. However, if you use the standard mode, you will simply tab over until it says My Newspaper.
My Newspaper. 12/21.
Okay, so let's press Enter.
My Newspaper. You don't yet have a personal newspaper. Learn how to create your newspaper. Heading. Manage My Newspaper. Create a custom section. Add a third-party news feed.
Okay, so I can either get help on how to create the newspaper.
Learn how to create your newspaper.
Or begin adding content.
Create a custom section. Link.
So let's choose the first option here and create a custom section.
Create a custom newspaper section. Here you can create a custom section for your newspaper by searching the news headlines available on the System Access Mobile Network. Please give this section a name and enter the search keywords or keywords you would like to use. Section name. Editable text. Blank.
Let's call it Indiana.
Indiana. Keywords. Editable text.
And
blank.
Let's search for Indiana.
Indiana. Make this section public. Checkbox. Not checked.
I'll make it public.
Checked. Preview button.
You can press preview and see what options you're going to get. I've already done it before, so I know it's going to do what I intend, that being Indiana State News headlines. So I'm going to tab over to the create button.
Create button.
And deploy.
My newspaper. List. Indiana. 101.
Okay, so I already have the link called Indiana. Let's press enter on it and see what we get.
Indiana. List. August 13th, 2009. Indiana 91 versus Minnesota 81. WNBA 3 hours, 17 minutes ago.
Indiana beat Minnesota in the WNBA.
Justice Department resolves disability discrimination lawsuit against Indiana provider of retirement housing 8 hours, 2 minutes ago.
Press the backspace key and we're with
My Newspaper. List. Indiana.
Indiana. Let's see what else we can do.
Create a custom section. Link.
Again, we can create another custom section.
Add a third-party news feed. Link.
Now I want to show you how to add a third-party news feed. This is generally an RSS link.
Add a third-party news feed. Here you can add a third-party RSS or add a new feed to your newspaper. Please give the section a name and enter the URL of the feed you wish to add. Section name, editable text, blank.
I'm going to call it Serotalk.
Serotalk, feed URL, editable text, blank.
And I'm going to put in the link to our podcast, the RSS, which is http://serotalk.com/feed, F-E-E-D.
HTTP, serotalk.com feed. Make the section public. Checkbox, not checked.
We'll make it public.
Checked. Preview button.
And we could preview, but again, I know what it's going to do, so we will press tab again.
Add button.
And choose the add button.
My newspaper. List. Indiana. 1 of 2.
So Indiana and our second link.
Serotalk. 2 of 2.
Now when we press enter on Serotalk.
Serotalk. List. Serotalk podcast 20 tech share 2009 and 10 radio apps for the event. 10 days, 9 hours, 34 minutes ago. Company upset with our mention of the Brainport. 10 days, 10 hours, 29 minutes ago.
This is going to show everything in the last 30 days. So you have our most recent podcast.
Company upset with our mention of the Brainport. 10 days, 10 hours, 29 minutes ago.
You have the actual blog post of the company that's upset with our mention of the Brainport. So you can actually read that article. So not only do you get the podcast, but you also get the benefit of reading articles that we post to the blog.
Zero Talk Tech Chat 27 on iTunes. 13 days, 32 minutes ago.
So there's the Zero Talk podcast. You can have podcasts and anything else included in your blog. I have found so much material this way is simply by going into the bookmarks and browsing public bookmarks and just looking at what other users have found and are linking to publicly. Now, of course, you always have the option to have private ones, things you link to that aren't shared with others. They might be things like your bank and your utility company. But otherwise, if it's not anything that you really need to keep personal, then by all means, make those bookmarks public and you can share those with other users. I believe that is a fascinating hidden treasure and resource of this network to find out things that other people have stumbled upon. I remember one that I found on Mike Calvo was something like 101 negative effects of sugar. And just if your mind is kind of hungry for new information, you can look through public bookmarks of other people. Such a wealth of content. And again, another area would be to look through blogs of other users. Not only can you make a web page or some web pages to link to your personal interests, but you can also have a blog area. Maybe you're a writer to document things, whether it's telling the story of your life or just talking great detail about an article, something that you are interested in, maybe posting comments on the news and events of the day. These are all things that you can do. So does anyone else have any either questions or maybe some resources you'd like to see us add? We're certainly open to that tonight as well.
This is Terry again with a question regarding a blog, not to go into a lot of detail, but I would sure like to, like in the notes section, be able to edit the blog entry. You know, once it's posted, it's posted. Is that the way it works? That's the way it has to work?
Probably the best method would be to obviously keep your original post, which is something I learned in doing this podcast, is to keep all my original posts. Generally, the concept is that when you make a post, that post is permanent to that date and time. Conceptually, you don't want, for reasons of history or factual representation, or let's just say, for example, you had some wrong information that people go, oh no, I'm going to keep changing it because my information's wrong. So it's the general practice that once you make the post, that post, you know, it's an all or nothing. You either keep it there or you decide at some point the post is irrelevant or you come back and create a new post. Technically, it could be done, but one could argue ethically that's not a way that things should be done. It's no different than emails. Once you send it out, it's out in the wild, and that is the information that you disseminated at that date and time.
Okay, well, that's good. I understand the concept now.
That's becoming a big issue because there's always concern that people could either post misinformation knowing it's wrong, and then later change it and say, well, no, I didn't do that. You know, when someone goes to verify that, hey, someone posted negative comments about me, and then that information is no longer there. And the issues come up of late because there is a technology now that claims to actually remove data off of the internet at a specified time. And this has always been a real point of contention, this concept of timed document destruction. Someday create a document in Microsoft Word or an Excel spreadsheet or a PowerPoint presentation that I can post on the web, but that this document will actually self-destruct, not quite Mission Impossible style, but basically no longer be available at a specified date and time. Well, certainly in some cases you could argue there would be benefit to that. I'm going to post some information that is relevant until August 15th, and after that point it's no longer going to be relevant. It would be nice to remove it at that point. It certainly raises some privacy concerns, people being able to cover their tracks. Anyone else with any comments on anything here concerning news and just the process of information collection or dissemination?
This is Rob.
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
What about NFB Newsline?
There is an actual tech chat that I did with Scott White on NFB Newsline, and Scott had mentioned in that podcast that there is forthcoming technology that will let you listen on your computer that will actually convert it to synthetic speech, and you can actually use it on your netbook or notebook or your PC. Now, there already is a service where you can either read the materials online or sync it to your Victor stream or icon, and then it'll actually download the newspapers, but you still go online via the phone and say, these are the newspapers that I want to have included. I think you get, what, 6 publications? It's nfbnewslineonline.org, and you do not have to be a member of the NFB to subscribe to that. So you can certainly do that and get yourself set up. And they are doing some exciting stuff. Mr. White will be coming back on probably later in the fall, October, November sometime. They have some new announcements. They're demoing some new voices up there. The voices themselves aren't in place, but you can go up and listen to some sample articles and kind of hear what the voice sounds like and kind of put in your two cents. Rob, I would encourage you to go listen to our original, or anyone to go listen to our original Tech Chat. If you go to the Information Center, we have two areas. We have Serotalk Podcast and we have Serotalk Tech Chat. And the Tech Chat will let you you go through and find that NFB news line and then either listen to it or download it to your portable device if you have one.
Another service is, it's called Tell Me.
Yes, there is another service called Tell Me. And you can get news, sports scores, you can get your local weather forecast, movie theater listenings, I think maybe horoscopes. It's been a while since I've used it. And one thing you could do that's very cool is you can get GPS directions. If you're at a certain place and you want to know how to get from point A to point B, you can get that information. And then Tell Me will read you one direction at a time, and then you can pause, and either you or your driver, whatever, you can write that information down and get the next bit of information. But that service is free, and it's available. I believe it is 1-800-555-TELL. 800-555-8355. Goog 411, this Google service that you call 1-800-GOOG-411, which would be 1-800-466-4411. And while not a resource for news, it is a great way of finding businesses in your local area, and many people may not be aware of it, as it is relatively new. And if you notice, you'll call other services, and they certainly now, you can tell, use the what's called the back-end technology, the same voice and the same interface that you will hear when calling Tell Me. Again, the iPhone, I want to talk about
AP Mobile.
AP Mobile.
Double tap to open.
And of course,
AP Mobile, edit button.
So right now it's on the edit button. Otherwise, it would show me some news stories to what I've already done. But what I want to show you is the edit, because obviously the first time you get it, you're going to have to go in and tell it what categories of news and sports information are you interested in.
Local button.
So, of course, you got the local button. That's your very first option. And then we'll look through and see some of the other stuff that you can do.
Evansville in 47,720.
Evansville and my zip code, so that I will get news, anything disseminated from the Associated Press on a state level or local news. So, Indiana.
And current location. Front page button. Local. Selected. Categories button.
So, there's the categories. Let's look in the categories.
Categories. Top news.
So, there's top news.
Local.
Local.
Showbiz.
Showbiz.
U.S.
U.S.
News.
U.S. News.
World.
World news.
Wacky.
Wacky. I had some friends the other day. They work in radio, and they were looking for a resource to get what we call show prep. So if you work in radio or broadcasting or just have an interest in kind of the offbeat stuff, wacky is a good category to follow.
Technology.
Technology, one of my personal faves.
Business.
Business.
Politics.
Politics.
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Travel.
Travel.
Health.
Health.
Science.
Science.
Ask AP.
Ask AP.
Press releases. Sponsored content.
Press releases. Sponsored content. So even entities like Serotech or other companies can actually pay to put their press releases out on a wire service that distributes them so that people can be aware of new products and services that a given company may offer.
Sports.
Let's just show you.
Sports. Sports. Headlines. Baseball. Basketball. Image. QB Michael Vick signs 2-year deal with Eagles 11 minutes ago.
Well, there you go. I didn't know that. Michael Vick signs 2-year deal with the Eagles. That's funny. We were just talking about that last week. Would anyone pick him up? Baseball, football, basketball, hockey. I believe there's tennis, golf. One of the first applications to certainly play with is AP News. And there's certainly many others as well. There's the Thomson Reuters. There's some specific ones for technology. The whole point that I'm trying to make is that there are multiple ways to get the information and multiple resources. I'm going to put the wraps, formal wraps, on this Tech Chat. We hope this information has been of some use to you. And again, we always welcome your email suggestions to resources@serotalk.com. Visit our socializer. We put up different access technology and just news we believe will be of interest to our users in that area. Rob, who spoke earlier, brought to our attention a petition that has been started asking vendors of assistive technology products to lower their prices. And it already has 210 signatures. Now, my only concern is I don't know how effective it'll be because I didn't see any specific names of companies mentioned. But certainly with 210, there are certainly people who feel passionately about it. And you can go show your support Coming up on the Tech Chat this Monday, we will be doing an interview with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings talking about a great podcast called Cooking in the Dark. If you have thought about cooking, maybe you're a little bit nervous about it. Maybe you're like myself. You cook your basic stuff. You certainly don't go hungry, but maybe want to take it to the next level. Maybe you're newly blind and you're thinking, how can I cook? I'll burn everything down. But it's a great show, and it talks about resources and things to keep in mind when you're getting started with cooking. And we talk about online grocers and places to buy food online, or just some tips, things you might need to know and think about when you're going out and buying locally, making sure your meats and produce and veggies and everything is as fresh as possible for you. Certainly what you look for depends in part on the particular type of food. Also, we'll be talking about the art of massage. We're starting a section about careers, and we're going to speak with different people who work in different careers. We're going to look at people who are self-employed or either kind of do unique vocations that people would be interested in. We hope that you'll listen to that. It'll be an ongoing section. And if you yourself work in a field that you'd like to share with others who may be thinking about, maybe they're in high school or college, or maybe they're up for a career change or recently lost their jobs, as many people have, and have to go through a career shift, you know, because it's never too late to take on a new vocation. You'd like to share your experience. We hope that you'll send us an email to resources@cerotalk.com or give us always a call on the Blab line. We can put your voice in the podcast if you call us toll free at 866-997-BLAB. That's 866-997-2522. So until we meet again next week, let's stay connected and stay directed.